Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Nick Punch. Father Nick preaches parish missions as part of the Thomas More Center based in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, The Power of Heartfelt Prayer.
The gospel today is John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. Seeing Jesus coming towards him, John said, Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I spoke of when I said, A man is coming after me who ranks before me, because he existed before me. I did not know him myself, and yet it was to reveal him to Israel that I came baptizing with water. John also declared, I saw the Spirit coming down on him from heaven like a dove and resting on him. I did not know him myself, but he who sent me to baptize with water had said to me, The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and rest is the one who is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. Yes, I have seen, and I am witness, that he is the chosen one of God, the gospel of the Lord. When we celebrate the Eucharist, just before communion, we have the words, Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. And then everybody responds, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the words and my soul shall be healed. Well, we can say that these words are used in that prayer before communion, the words from Scripture that we heard today. I have a problem with rote prayers, the ones we use every time we celebrate the Eucharist. We say them so many times as though they were a password that opens a padlock. As long as we say the right words, it is the magic abracadabra that unlocks God's grace. Well, God is not swayed by words. God is swayed by heartfelt conversation, declaring the feeling for God that is in our hearts. There's nothing so insulting as a false declaration of love. I love you, said without meaning, is really insulting. Say what you mean and mean what you say is the most important piece of advice, something we need to take to heart when saying these right prayers. Do we ever think of what the Gloria or the Creed means when we say them? They are lovely acts of faith, but they are boring, mean nothing to God, and are empty words from our mouth, but not from our hearts. When we come to communion, we say, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. The Lamb was the sacrifice that was eaten before the Israelites left Egypt to return to the promised land. And they were the sign of God's deliverance from slavery. In the Eucharist, God delivers us from slavery to sin. We call it a thanksgiving sacrifice. So this does need to be a heartfelt prayer of thanks for the gift of God, God's saving love. And so we should be saying, thank you, God, for this gift that frees me from the sin that overwhelms me. What a gift that is. But mostly, I'm in a line and just put out my hand. No wonder people say going to Mass is boring. I will love you and honour you all the days of my life. We cannot say that without tears forming. We need a moment of silence before replying, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Just say the word which brings the healing that I desperately need. That may bring people back to church. Well, thank you for listening today. Happy New Year.